The term alternative rock has become something of a cliché these days, but 30 years ago, nothing was more alternative than the music being made by Captain Beefheart and his Magic Band, a shifting crew of oddballs who erupted from the California desert and laid the groundwork for much of today's music. In the first part of a two-part series, rock historian Ed Ward looks at the group's early years.
Don Van Vliet isn't Captain Beefheart anymore, but then he's not really Don Van Vliet. He added the Van sometime in his early 20s when he was just beginning his professional music career. His parents were simply Glenn and Sue Vliet when he was born in Los Angeles in 1941, and from the start, young Don was different. Where other kids would run around outside playing, Don stayed in his room and sculpted animals, even forming them from the soap in his bathtub. His talent was amazing. For a while, he appeared on a children's art TV show in Los Angeles, and at the age of 13, he was offered a scholarship to study in Europe. At this point, his parents freaked out. Afraid that their child would be seduced by homosexual artists in Europe, they moved to the desert town of Lancaster, California, and it was there that he discovered blues music and met another odd teenager named Frank Zappa. Dropping out of high school, Don took various jobs, at one point selling vacuum cleaners, one of which he unloaded on Aldous Huxley. At night, he played harmonica with local blues bands, and in 1965, with a couple of other Lancaster folks, he formed Captain Beefheart and the Magic Band. After winning a battle of the bands in L.A., they found themselves with a contract with A&M Records, which released a couple of bluesy singles in 1966, including Frying Pan, a Beefheart original. But A&M felt the band's material was too negative, and the band wound up on Buddha Records. There, they cut an album called Safe as Milk, which showed the beginnings of what would be the Beefheart sound. On slide guitar was a young prodigy who came in for the sessions, Ry Cooter. He wound up joining the band, but not for long. Dropping out the night before they were scheduled to appear at the Monterey Pop Festival in 1967, he forced them to cancel. At this point, the band began to unravel, with guitarist Alex St. Clair Snofer among those who walked late in 1968. This turned out to be a decisive moment. The replacement guitarist was Bill Harkleroad, a musician whose vision was as odd as Beefheart's, and sequestered in a house in the San Fernando Valley, the new Magic Band began to reinvent itself. For months, they rehearsed 12 to 14 hours a day, egged on by Zappa, who by now was a successful rock star. Finally, Zappa booked studio time, and they recorded 21 songs in less than 5 hours.
Fast and Bulbous.
That's right, the mascara snake. Fast and Bulbous. Also, a tin teardrop.
Bulbous also tapered.
That's right.
Now here she come walking, looking like a zoo.
Hello, Moon.
Hi, Ella Garoo. She know all the colors that nature do.
Hi, Ella Garoo.
High yellow, high red, high blue, she blew. High yellow,
Hi-ya-la-garoo.
Released on Zappa's Straight Records label early in 1970, Trout Mask Replica, a double album, was unlike anything anyone had ever heard. Polyrhythmic, dissonant, poetic, and weird. Critics went wild. The public, for the most part, shunned it.
I saw you, baby, dancing in your X-ray gingham dress. I knew you were under duress. I knew you under your dress.
It was challenging stuff, no doubt about it, with Beefheart's vocals on songs like My Human Gets Me Blues recalling both Howlin' Wolf and Arnold Schoenberg's Sprechstimme, or spoken singing. At the time, Warner Brothers, which distributed Straight, wasn't totally driven by commercial considerations, presenting an image of a label which allowed artists to develop. Even though Trout Mask Replica didn't sell, the critical acclaim was enough for them to stick by Captain Beefheart, and so, with the addition of a marimba player, Art Tripp, they recorded another album later that year.
Come on down to the Big Dig. Come on down to the Big Dig. Come on to the Big Dig.
Singing the Smithsonian Institute Blues. Singing the Smithsonian Institute Blues. The way it's going, the Brea Top Hits, I know you just can't lose. The new dinosaur is walking in the old one shoes. Come on down to the...
Songs like the Smithsonian Institute Blues showed Beefheart's lyrics getting even more playful, in this case centering on the La Brea Tar Pits, a place which had haunted him as a child. But this record didn't sell in the U.S., although it charted well in England. Now, Captain Beefheart started to think about becoming more commercial. Uh-oh.
Edward currently lives in Berlin. A new anthology of Captain Beefheart and the Magic Band is on Rhino Records.